For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. It used to be that if somebody had cancer, they would get the same treatment that anybody else with that type of cancer had. Times have changed, and I recently spoke with Dr. Mark Evers, director of UK Healthcare's Markey Cancer Center. Dr. Evers took some time during the Markey Cancer Center Research Day to talk with me about personalized medicine and precision medicine, that is, tailoring treatment not only to the individual person, but to the individual type of tumor they have.
Now what we're doing is really taking a look at the tumor sample on a molecular basis and identifying genetic mutations and really, you know, basing our treatment based upon these mutations, which is really taking it to the personalized level. Because if you think about it, everybody's different, so everybody's tumor is going to be different too. So why don't you treat them the same?
Sure. So we can say two people of the same sex and age who have a similar tumor, the treatment might be radically different for those two
individuals. Absolutely. And it's really changed the way we think about this, too. I mean, we have multidisciplinary tumor boards that are set up based upon tumor type. So everybody who has gastric cancer will get discussed in this conference, or colorectal cancer, again, all based on the histology or the tumor type. But now we have a molecular tumor board that takes all comers, and what they're looking for are, say, a patient may have a lung cancer but has a RAS mutation, and another patient may have colon cancer but has a RAS mutation. So you may be able to treat those patients similarly based upon their genetic mutations.
I'm speaking with Dr. Mark Evers, director of UK Healthcare's Markey Cancer Center, on the occasion of the Cancer Center's Research Day about personalized medicine.
Going forward, say, for the next two decades, do you see any other major breakthroughs, anything that's going to radically change the way that we practice medicine?
Right. So I think more and more we're going to continue on the personalized medicine track in terms of being able to sequence everybody's tumor. I mean, it's only sort of a subset of tumors that we actually analyze in that respect. And really getting down to looking at tumor metabolism as well. So really looking at all the molecular components is what we're going to be seeing in the future. And I think the immunotherapy that's ongoing has really changed the way that we treat a lot of cancers. I mean, I treat a lot of patients with melanoma, for example, and the patient with metastatic melanoma, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we really didn't have a lot to offer those patients. But now with immunotherapy and really honing the patient's own immune cells to really react to that cancer is a huge advance. And so I foresee that being more on the horizon. And, what we're doing with nanotherapy, for example, really nanocarriers being able to target tumors better using nanoparticles.
Using extremely small particles to deliver medicine where it needs to go.
Exactly. Because, again, you know, a major problem with the way we deliver chemotherapy now is you deliver systemically, so it goes throughout the body and can affect a lot of different tissues. But if you can engineer nanoparticles, the small nanoparticles, as you said, with the drug, and you can target it specifically to where the tumor is, then that's going to greatly decrease the toxicity of these agents.
My thanks to Dr. Mark Evers, director of UK Healthcare's Markey Cancer Center. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.